Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. I'm Robin Kotke.
And I'm David Levin.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Robin.
It's been a big week.
Lots going on.
So much. So I'll start with last Saturday. We had our annual, well, usually we have two. Our spring clothing swap.
How'd it go?
There were scores and scores of people. Oh. It was so successful. So the office beforehand was just kind of a mess of things that people had brought to drop off.
Just full, overflowing.
Overflowing with abundance. Yeah. I shouldn't say a mess.
Beauty.
A beauty of piles of clothing that folks had donated that their families no longer needed. And so we received tons of donations, and then the next day, I don't know if it was because it was a Facebook event this time around or because it was shared or because more and more people have been coming, and so they tell their friends about it, but it was a beautiful thing because there were, of course, a number of Pleasant Ridge families there, but a number of families that I've never seen before. I mean, this is truly a gift to the community.
That's great.
And so folks just came in and dropped off things that they didn't need, and then they could take things that they did need. If they didn't have anything, that was okay too, because there was plenty to go around and still so many things left over at the end.
And what do you do with those?
When I was coordinating the clothing swap, sometimes the leftovers were pretty overwhelming. And even with that many people that came out, there are still lots left. And so we do two things. The first thing is we take the nicer items over to second time around. Okay. Pleasant Ridge has an account there. And so those will be sold on consignment to benefit the school. And then the other items go to Bethel or to the Goodwill.
Nice.
Yeah. So special thanks to Jordan Brudos, who coordinated the clothing swap this time around. Jody Whitaker, Colleen Canavan, Jana Kotke, Stephanie Pedretti, Harmony O'Loughlin, Mandy Herrick, Quinn Molini, Katie Holmes, Mark Brudos, Nan Marshall, and Malka Geller, and Susan Reuter for their help. So then, yesterday, we had Journal Buddies Breakfast, and you know a little bit about that program, but for those
only
that don't
you
know,
last week, but I saw the setup. It was a huge event, it looked like.
Oh, sure. So we turned our gym into a cafe of sorts with many, many, many round tables. I want to say that there were about 170 folks who turned out. So sixth graders from the public school, from the homeschool group, from the Montessori school, along with adults from the community who volunteered their time to be part of a reading circle, if you will. Mm. And then they would choose a book and then correspond via journal. And I believe some corresponded via email and the public school, but they would decide what their book was, who would be in that group. Oh, no, let me back up. So I talked to Amy Morris about it, who is the sixth grade teacher, and she said that the children had 72 books, give or take a few, from which to choose, and they were set up all throughout the classroom with, this is at the beginning of the program, with a little synopsis of each book, and then the children... That's an overwhelming number of books.
It's a lot.
But then the children were able to give their top five choices. And then I believe children at other schools were able to do the same thing. And then they were, almost all of them got their top choice. And then they were assigned this triad group.
And it's been going on all school year? It's just a sixth grade
thing? I know
it
starts in the fall, and then they read the book, and then they have some different correspondence around it. So, unfortunately, this year I was not one of the adult volunteers, so I didn't read. I wasn't part of a triad, but you better believe I would love to do that next year, because some of the books that they were reading were books that I love. Mm. Because of Winn-Dixie was one. Have you read that book?
Gosh, I must have, but I couldn't tell you for sure if
so
I have.
So sweet. Holes was another. I know one group read Wonder. And so then, so the Journal Buddies program culminates, you know, at the end with this breakfast where everybody gets together again and discusses their book and the relationship that they formed, and then over muffins and cheese curds and coffee and tea and milk provided by Organic Valley. And Miss Mary, one of the big reveals every year is there will be the number of books read, the number of pages, and then the number of words. And it was, you know, over 8 million, words. And so she, it's just a big, fun reveal and gasps and applause. And
have they held it at Pleasant Ridge before?
I don't think so. I think this was the first time. And I did talk to one of the volunteers, Bjorn Bergman, who said this was his 7th or 8th year participating as an adult volunteer. Oh. Yeah, but what a sweet program. And Amy was just delighted. Amy Morris, the 6th grade teacher, was just delighted with the process. Mm. And anyway, I'm already looking forward to it next year.
Nice. And then what do they do after the program? This is a segue into the next thing that's going on this week.
Yes, so what a treat this year. All of the 6th graders and their adults, if they wanted to, and then the teachers that came from the different schools went over to the Landmark Center to take in the 8th grade performance of Les Miserables. That is an epic play. I think that John Delane called it a monster production, and that's not hyperbole. It was so beautifully done. It's a beautiful story, first of all. And the music from the musical is gorgeous. And if you know anything about Betty Link, you know, I always say, instead of go big or go home, I say go Betty or go home.
Oh, that's funny.
And, you know, they've been working on this play for a long time. And you can tell.
Well, they announced it last year.
Sure.
Next year, we're doing that. Monica committed to doing it
this Monica
year.
Sutherland's back with the music. Joan Delande has taken this on. I think I've mentioned before just the costuming alone.
Oh, my gosh.
Marianne Miro and Kathy Brummer have been in the development office.
It's like a full-time job.
Slash clothes closet, yes.
Yeah.
Daily. And, you know, what a production. And
it's long, too, I hear.
It's long. It's about 2.5 hours or just under.
Yeah.
But it's so beautifully done that... Mm. In fact, I was kind of dreading. I thought, oh my gosh, that's long. Yeah. But it went by so quickly. I cried. Many people did.
Well, you have to.
You have to, because it's the story. It's the, you know, it's also one of the things I thought, why am I such a mess over here? And it's the story. It's the, I do know a lot of the 8th grade students. I mean, some of them I've never actually talked to, but we've been in the school for the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've really just watched them grow up. And I realize I love these children, you know? And
you have family in there, too.
Well, I do. Yes. My niece, Ada, singing. And Peter, his voice. I mean, the children's voices. And they've worked so hard. Folks, you have to see this play. It's tonight, again, at 6:30 p.m. and at 5 o'clock in the gym, there will be a French dinner, which is a fundraiser for the 8th grade. And that's over at the Pleasant Ridge Gym. And then the show will start at 6:30 over at the Landmark Center. There is another show tomorrow at 4 p.m., also in the Landmark Center.
We have family coming for that one.
Oh, good.
The aunties.
Peter's in that play. Yeah. And
of course, Ada.
And Ada. And... Yep. Ada's my niece, and I guess I would say that Peter's kind of my nephew by extension. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
One disclaimer, the play does, it's about the revolution. It has quite a lot of shooting and death. I think that's beautifully portrayed. I mean, there are not loud gunshots or anything like that. It's almost... more like interpretive dance death, but it's just something to be aware of, you know, with small children.
Yeah.
And one of the things I was able to preview it because I have a 6-year-old, and I was able to look at it and say, you know, would this work for Lucy? And I think it will, because I think that some of those things are just hinted at, and things that would not necessarily be picked up by children that young.
Seems to me I even heard a request that for the evening performances they would think about leaving children home because they're seeing it during the day and it's so crowded.
Mm-hmm. So again, bravo to Betty Link. That is going to be a hard act to follow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So coming up this week, reminder, you probably don't need this reminder, next week is spring break. So there will be no school from Monday, April 15th through Monday, April 22nd. On Tuesday, April 23rd, school will resume. Have a great break.
I assume we're going to take a break from the podcast, too.
I think so. I'll be out of town. I'll be in the woods. We are going to Hot Springs National Park, and then we're going to come back round through Memphis.
Wow.
And then back home.
Just the four of you?
Just the four of us.
That's going to be great.
Yeah. We're taking a little travel trailer on our maiden voyage, and we're really excited about it. Okay. Some upcoming things that we should talk about. Definitely mark your calendars for April 26th and 27th. That's a Friday and Saturday. Gary Lamb will be in Viroqua. This is really exciting. We applied for and received a grant through Mid-State Shared Gifting Program, and which is a part of Rudolf Steiner Foundation Social Finance, which makes it possible to share this gift, this workshop, with current Pleasant Ridge families and Youth Initiative parents and staff for free. Gary's career has reflected a deep interest in Waldorf education, how to fund it, how to imagine it in our times, and how to promote its essential gift to human development. Gary has worked with social enterprises and can provide insight into the role for growing for good and for our school's work in our wider community as a positive force for our community's development.
Nice.
It should be great. Please take advantage of this very special gift. We do request an RSVP so we can be prepared with setup. And also, if you pre-order, we will offer lunch on Saturday for $10. You can call the office at 637-7828 or email info@pleasantridgewaldorf.org or call Mary Christensen with questions. The title of this workshop is The Prophetic Future is Now, Rudolf Steiner's Perspectives on Technology and Human Evolution. Again, this is free to Pleasant Ridge families and Youth Initiative families. For all others, there is a suggested donation of $15. The presentation is going to be Friday, April 26th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. here at the school. And there's going to then be a conversation, a follow-up conversation, on Saturday, April 27th from 10:15 to noon. Also, there will be another conversation, From Egoism to Love, Doing the Good with the Guidance of the Fundamental Social Law, Social Threefolding, and the Reverse Ritual. That presentation is on Saturday, April 27th from 1:30 to 3 p.m. with a conversation to follow Saturday, April 27th from 3:30 to 5 p.m. Gary Lamb is co-director of Hawthorne Valley Center for Social Research in Ghent, New York. The center acts as a think and do tank that combines research and practical initiatives to identify solutions to modern day social problems. Gary's a published author, frequent lecturer, and workshop leader. In 2017, he launched the Ethical Technology Initiative. I'm so excited for this.
Yeah, it sounds really good. I always like these kinds of events where we bring in outside people to just kind of deepen our experience and understanding of, you know, the underlying concepts, how to apply them to our lives and stuff. It should be great.
Also on Saturday, April 27th, is an all-school work day. Please join us for our spring all-school work day from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. We have plenty to do to clear off that winter smudge and get the grounds looking beautiful for the May Day celebration. Please bring lawn and garden rakes if you have them. Lunch will be served.
Gloves are a good idea, too.
Oh, yes.
I blister easily.
Sure. Well, thank you for that.
Sun hats if it's sunny.
Yes. So if you have any questions, you can contact Joe Linares, the Facilities Committee Chair. And this is a great event to also bring the children to. It's an all hands on deck kind of affair. And they always tend to be a lot of fun. And the lunch that's served is always delicious.
Yeah, we always bring our kids too. They don't think they should, but you know, when they were really young, they could just play
sure.
in playgrounds. And as they get older, we encourage them to do more and more.
Yeah.
There's plenty to do.
Sure. You have time to lean. You have time to clean. you know, usually,
well,
yeah, usually they will have, I actually never said that to my children, but you know, they're still pretty little. But you know, even if they could just help, you know, wash some windows and then they can go play,
yeah.
you know, depending on their age,
yeah.
you know, and then other children will, you know, pitch right in. So, you know.
And it's really good. It feels good to do that work together.
Sure.
Even if they're just seeing us do it.
Sure.
By the way, you can say that to my children this year if you see them leaning.
Okay. And so, yes, please come. Seventh graders are calling all gardeners. The much-anticipated seventh grade plant sale will be here before we know it, along with our beloved May Day celebration. The seventh graders have lovingly started hundreds of seeds in the Pleasant Ridge greenhouse and would be so grateful for your donations of any perennials that you might be dividing this spring from your home gardens. They would love your hostas, lilies, irises, ferns, calendula, whatever you have. If you have any plants to share, please bring them to the greenhouse at Pleasant Ridge anytime after spring break up until the sale, which is April 23rd through May 3rd. There will be a form for you to fill out describing what you are donating and providing a few details about the plant. Thank you so much for your support, and we'll see you at the sale. The 7th grade plant sale committee includes Katie Fassbinder, Jess Krieger, Tracy Mangold, and Aaron Ford. If you have questions, I do want to mention that we had initially scheduled some enrichment days over the spring break, but due to lack of interest, those have been canceled. So there will not be enrichment days on April 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Speaking of April 15th, do you have your taxes in yet?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, good job.
Done. How about you?
Yep. Just this week, finally signed them, sent them off. Good for us.
Congratulations.
And to you.
Thank you. Thank you. If you're looking for spring and Easter gifts, be sure to check out the Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School store section at Utopia. We have jump ropes, tops, egg dyeing kits, handmade treasures, kites, paper airplanes, kaleidoscopes, games, and so much more. Stop by and check it out. Friday, May 3rd is our May Day celebration. Always a sweet event. The festivities will start at around 12:45. With the maypole dancing and the crowning of the king and queen, chosen by chickens. It's always so fun.
One of my favorite things about us.
Yes.
Not you and me, I mean, you know, the whole community.
Right.
It's hilarious.
It really is. Do you remember when that comedian came?
Oh, yeah.
And he was talking about Mary Christensen retiring as development director, and who would replace her. And he suggested perhaps you should make the choice much like you choose the king and queen for May Day.
I don't remember that. That's funny. You got pecked.
Let the chicken choose.
The chicken knows.
Oh, that was just so hilarious. Anyway, that day we will also have the ribbon cutting for our solar project.
Right.
And so that will happen at 2:45.
Big scissors, people.
Big scissors. And what a fun time to celebrate that. So we will have some special guests. I know that the mayor will be there along with some other elected officials and some representatives from the foundations who gave grants. Mm. And it's something not to be missed.
Did you see the post? There was a Facebook post, I think yesterday.
Yes.
Finally, with the picture of the installation.
Yes, Alicia really posted a Facebook post. It's finally looking pretty enough to share. And it was a really gorgeous image of all of the panels on the roof with the tobacco warehouse in the background. And it's really lovely. So I hear that there may also be cake.
Oh.
So a ribbon cutting and some cake cutting.
Let me mark that on my calendar.
Yeah, I know. That's a big deal. I'm excited to see how this will all take shape.
Got to keep the chicken away from my cake.
Yes. Maybe the chicken will choose who gets to use the scissors. Oh. Remember, that was your question last time. Who will cut? You know, I believe there will be a number of people holding onto the scissors.
Let the chicken choose.
Yes. Thursday, May 9th is the pentathlon. Every year, our fifth grade gets together with other fifth graders from different Waldorf schools and... Gosh, that's really coming
up. That's an amazing event. Have you been to that yet?
I haven't.
It's remarkable. And it's remarkable, I mean, in and of itself. Mm-hmm. But it's also crazy to me to go there and realize that there was this incredible thing that we do that we don't know anything about. Because it's only for parents of that age. It's like, how did I not know about this? How are we not coming to that? But it's just not the nature of it. And then you kind of forget about it. But it's a miraculous day or two. Beautiful event.
And so this is really, so in Movement with Miss Letty, they are learning different ancient Greek games. Is that right? And then they all get together and they compete.
Well, games in the sense of Olympic games. They're individual, sure. Primarily individual, like javelin, mm-hmm. and discus, some running. But it's all individual activities. sports sort of performance activities.
I see.
But it's really about the form and the purity of intention with it.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. They work on it all year long.
Sure.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, so Mr. Schmidt's class will be at the pentathlon this year. And so May 9th, and I have been in the school when the children are getting ready to board the bus to go, and always a beautiful sight. So the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders who have been in the pentathlon all wear their shirts from their pentathlon. Some have gotten quite small.
I was just going to say, those 8th graders.
Yeah, those 8th graders are like full-grown men. But it's so sweet because they come out and they stand, and that this is the one opportunity where the children are able to run through the school halls. And then the younger grades come out, and basically, you know, they're all, you know, do they sing? I'm trying to remember.
There might be a song at the beginning before they run the gauntlet.
Sure. And the children all come out to wish them well, and it is the 5th graders run through the hall, and that is a serious rite of passage.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that again this year. I'm kind of tempted to go to the pentathlon just to experience it. I'll see what I can do.
You have to be a photographer or something. There's a certain crew of, you know, volunteers and organizers that go year after year, I think.
Sure.
But generally, it's just parents of participants for that year.
Right.
Very reverent.
I wonder if there's a job for me. We'll see. If not, I'll get to go.
I know somebody
enough.
You could talk to.
Yeah.
If you need.
Okay.
Actually, who is the coach? Is it Jordan? Is she the?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Just tell her I sent you.
Okay. So then, and then on Friday, May 10th through Saturday, May 18th, the 8th graders are heading out on their 8th grade trip. Another epic production, it sounds like.
Epic.
Mm-hmm. In classic Betty style.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be so great. I can't wait to hear about it. Wouldn't it be fun to interview some 8th graders and parents afterwards?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, wouldn't it be fun to go on as a chaperone? I was going to say,
no.
Not for me. Those brave parents. Who are the chaperones? Do you know who the chaperones
are?
Yeah,
I do. It will be people who are totally up to the task. Jordan Brudas is going, Joe Linares, and Andy Manspeaker.
Ah.
And then, of course, Betty will be there, and Steve Lawless, who is used to leading expeditions such as these.
Yeah. And, of course, he was a class teacher.
Yes. So it'll be great.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Here's some sweet news. Courtney Matuk, our aftercare director, and Max Radcliffe welcomed a baby boy on Friday, April 5th.
Oh.
Jordan Mark Radcliffe. Both mom and baby are doing well, and Jordan Brudas has set up a meal wheel for this family. And if you would like to sign up to bring them a home-cooked meal, please do so. If you need more information or the link, contact Jordan Brudas in the office. So that's it for this week.
All right. Have a wonderful break, everybody.
Yes.
We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Sounds good.